After coming back from an improbable 17-point deficit, the 49ers defeated the Lions and are back in the Super Bowl after the 34-31 win. Let's go, baby! Welcome back, everybody, to the First and 49ers podcast. I'm your host, Cole McMahon, and we're back with a special episode because the 49ers are going back to the Super Bowl for the third time and for the first time in 4 years, and defeating the Lions, a team that I knew was a gritty team. You know, they're very aggressive with the ball, Dan Campbell especially going on it, going for it on fourth down, and the Niners are able to overcome a 17-point deficit. I mean, we were just talking about it last week, how the Niners were able to come back in the fourth quarter against Green Bay. Plus 5 points in the fourth quarter. The Niners were like 0-30. Now we're 1-30. And then they made history again coming back to the 17-point deficit. This is the first time in NFC Conference Championship history that a team is able to overcome a 17-point deficit in the second half of a game. So, guys, I mean, I'm still recovering from this win because I wasn't able to really let out all of my emotions. You know, I usually like scream and jump around during the games, like I'm sure a lot of you guys do as well, because I was at one of my baseball games. I was just working the sound, though, for the game, but I was just there, and some of my buddies, my teammates were right next to me. We were all watching the game, and I was just like, through the first half of the game, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're down, what was it, 24-7, 21-7, or something like that, and I was like, there's no way we're even going to come back from this. Like, how are we gonna get destroyed? How are we gonna get absolutely obliterated by the Lions? And guys, I mean, it's something that has just been so special about this season is that we've been able to overcome things like this. And like a 49ers team, you don't expect them to come back from deficits like this. But now we've done it 2 weeks in a row in the playoffs, which is one of the hardest stages to do comebacks like this, guys. But we only scored one touchdown in the first half. Down 17 in this whole half of the game and coming back from 17 and only allowing the Lions to score one touchdown in the second half of the game. That's talking about just like flipping the script on the Lions. And we did have, I mean, some kind of luck partially with some of the receivers, like Amon-Ra St. Brown. A couple times on fourth down, Dan Campbell was going for it, and it just, fortunately for the Niners, didn't go on the Lions' way. They dropped a couple passes there. So, I mean, definitely there was some luck involved in the 49ers' win. But ultimately, I mean, you just pin this down, I think, on just how much motivation this team had to win this game. And Shanahan talked about it at the end of the game. He was like, man, I didn't want to go out this way. It would have been a bad way to end it. And it was funny because he said that against Green Bay, too. But, I mean, just the team that we have, this is arguably our Super Bowl window is closing. I'll just say that. And it's coming up pretty soon. So this is the year the Niners can and need to win a Super Bowl if they're going to win one in the next maybe decade. Because I don't know how much better of a team you're going to have after this year with Christian McCaffrey and with the defense that we have and the stars that we have with Deebo and Ayuk and everybody. But the thing that concerned me most, I mean, we saw it. The Lions just came out attacking in the run game, especially with Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Jameson Williams, and they were just blowing past Fred Warner, blowing past Dre Greenlaw. They were blowing past all of our defenders, and I'm just thinking, like, this is the one thing that Niners has been concerning since, for several weeks now, but especially going back to the Packers game. Aaron Jones was 100 plus rushing yards on the Niners, and again this week the Lions did it, 100 plus yards rushing in just in the first half alone. And I think they said during the game, this is the first time in the Shanahan era that a Shanahan team has ever given up 100 plus rushing yards in the first half of a game. So this is a major concern for the 49ers, and it was a major concern for them at the beginning of this game. I mean, Niners continuously the past couple months have been missing tackles. We haven't been able to win in the trenches and stop the run. And going into the Super Bowl, these are things that is very concerning, and you need Steve Wilks to correct right away. You need this team to correct right away. I mean, because the Niners just had such a slow start. The Lions came out attacking really quickly in the game. And all three of the running backs or Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Jameson Williams all scored touchdowns on us. Another big thing that the defense was just in shambles for was the third and longs. I mean, the lines were Jared Goff was completing these third and long passes. We gave up a third and 12 rushing first down to Jahmyr Gibbs, a third and 12. It's an unrecognizable defense, I feel like, that the Niners have been having the past couple weeks. It hasn't been the dominant force that this team is used to. And we've have to really heavily rely on this offense to match the points that the defense is giving up. And luckily for the Niners as well, Dan Campbell, they were just a super aggressive team. And luckily it came back to bite them on the fourth downs instead of them kicking field goals, which would have probably changed the entirety of the game. There was one where they had a drop pass. I think it was like fourth and two where they could have kicked a field goal. It would have been 27-17 or something like that before we scored the touchdown. That could have been a completely different game because the Niners would have just tied it up instead of being ahead of the Lions late in the game. But these third and long conversions is something that when the Niners are going to play Kansas City, if the defense allows that to happen, I mean, I think you just kiss your chances of winning the Super Bowl goodbye. If we flip it to the offensive side of the ball, I mean, we were down 14-7. I didn't think we were necessarily bad on the offensive side of the ball, but the fact that the Lions offense was just so quick to score those points, it was like the 49ers weren't able to make mistakes. And unfortunately, they did make a mistake. Brock Purdy throwing the pick in the second quarter of the game when it was 14-7. He was under pressure, threw it, and the linebacker picked it off. And right after that, I think they scored, and Niners were down 21-7. But stuff like that, I'm saying, is that the Niners ultimately, the Niners can't start the game off slow against Kansas City like they did against Detroit, because Kansas City is a whole different powerhouse when you have Patrick Mahomes as quarterback, the greatest quarterback that's playing in the league right now, compared to a Jared Goff and the Lions team, which was a very great team. But I'm saying a team that has been to the Super Bowl for the past 4 years or something like that, won two of them already, you're not gonna get any grace from the Chiefs making mistakes, going forward on fourth downs when really they're not supposed to, they're gonna be kicking those field goals and everything. The Niners could be in trouble in that way, guys, which is not good. But one good thing that Kyle Shanahan did do, which, like I was saying, the offense wasn't necessarily doing bad, just they weren't able to convert and they weren't able to make those mistakes like the Brock Purdy interception. Luckily, it was the only one they had in the game. But Kyle Shanahan, the game plan was give the ball to Christian McCaffrey. You saw a lot of Purdy doing those dump offs to Debo, dump offs to McCaffrey, and let them get those yak yardages. And that's the biggest strong point of our team. And luckily, Debo was back from his shoulder injury, something that was definitely concerning at the beginning of the week after the Packers game. It was just a deep bruise, he said. And obviously, he was back in the game, and he was a big factor for this team and for this win, especially along with Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey had 90 yards rushing, 20 attempts. He was averaging 4.5 yards a carry, which is not too bad. But I mean, Christian McCaffrey, the MVP of this team, he's had two touchdowns in the past two playoff games for the Niners. And I think if the Niners are gonna, the game plan, obviously, I think going into the Super Bowl is give the ball to Christian McCaffrey, run the ball, and we should be okay. Give the ball to Debo Samuel. Debo had eight receptions, 9 targets, 89 yards, and he was averaging 11 yards per reception. So, I mean, Christian McCaffrey and Debo were going off in this game. And if we want to talk about the deficit that the Niners were in, I think really that at one point of the game, the Niners should have been down 24-10 at worst. If we're considering the Jake Moody missed a field goal earlier in the game, obviously 24-10 is still not a great deficit to be down by. The 49ers were able to overcome the 24-7 deficit at halftime. But at the worst, if Jake Moody doesn't miss that field goal at the beginning of the game, it could be a potentially different game. And if Brock Purdy doesn't throw that pick. But the 49ers were able to flip the script in the third quarter of this game. Thankfully, I thought it was over at halftime. I think a lot of people did. And unfortunately, I'm going to admit it. I was depressed. I was sitting there like, we're going to get blown out by the Detroit Lions. We're going to get blown out by Jared Goff and Eminem. Like, man, it was just going to be a depressing time. We made it to the NFC Championship game 3 years in a row, and we just can't get the job done. This year, the Niners got the job done, and we're back in the Super Bowl. And just to think that it's taken so long for the Niners to get back, people are saying it's like the revenge tour. Revenge tour is finally coming to fruition, and who else to finish the revenge tour with than with the Kansas City Chiefs? And hopefully we get our redemption. But going into the third quarter, guys, going into the second half of the game, the way that the Niners were able to win this game was Purdy was under pressure multiple times. And one thing that he did differently from the first half of the game to the second half of the game is instead of just trying to hit guys downfield and everything every time, trying to make the plays with his arm, instead of getting sacked and everything, he used his legs. He used his legs like he did a lot of the times during the season. And that was, I think, the big factor of winning this game late in the game. Purdy had some spectacular runs towards the end of the game that saved us a couple times, getting first downs. I think it was a third and long. I think he got like 20-plus yards on the run to get us back into the end zone, and that set up a score for the Niners. But using his legs for the first down, and in the third quarter, down 24-10, Brandon Ayuk with the deflection, the deflection catch that set up the touchdown to make it 24-17 in the game. And that one, I mean, that was just pure luck, honestly. And Brandon Ayuk even said it. He was like, I don't even know how I caught that. But the 49ers kind of had some of this luck going in towards the end of the season. And Brandon Ayuk said at the beginning of the game, there was a ladybug that landed on his shoe. And after the game, I don't know if you guys saw, the ladybug came back and it was on the podium, the NFC Championship podium. So if we could somehow bring that ladybug to the Super Bowl, that would be huge. But sometimes playoff teams, the way they win games is pure luck. I mean, you've seen some crazy circus catches. The one that comes right to my mind, besides the Eli Manning pass in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, the helmet catch, I think of the 28-3 game, Tom Brady versus the Falcons. Just the play, chucked it downfield and threw it to Edelman. And Edelman, I think, I don't remember exactly what happened, but somehow it didn't hit the ground. It hit like his stomach or something or his back. And he caught it before it hit the ground. And it was just unbelievable. Unbelievable, but that's plays that you see. I'm saying basically, that's plays that you see going into the playoffs that are difference makers, and sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes circus catches and luck like that is what wins you games. And that was the setup. The Brandon Ayuk catch that set up the touchdown to put us in closer range, 24-17. But that was where everything started kind of flipping for the 49ers. Their momentum started to change, and as soon as the Lions got it back, what's the one thing that the Niners defense always talks about? Like, I think there's a stat on it. Like, we've only lost like two games when this happens. But once the 49ers get one turnover in the game, once their defense gets one turnover in the game, their chances of winning the game skyrockets. And that was, if the Niners didn't get this turnover right after that touchdown to make it 24-17, Jahmyr Gibbs, I think it was first down, and he fumbled the ball to Sean Gibson. I think it was Dre Greenlaw that knocked it out, but I think Gibson was the one that recovered the ball. But Gibson got the ball. Gibson. I don't know what I was thinking for a second. I thought I said his name wrong. And that set up the tie, 24-24, and that's where the difference of the game was in the third quarter. So the turnovers is something that's going to be huge against Kansas City. If we can't get a turnover against Patrick Mahomes, it's again going to be so tough to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And people were talking about it. Yeah, the Chiefs, they had a slow start to their season, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And the Chiefs are red hot right now. The receivers are making the catches that they're supposed to be making, and they've calmed down. They're completely confident. I mean, playoff teams, it's always going to be different for playoff teams. And I'm not completely concerned with our offense. It's our defense that I'm most concerned about. And I want to talk about one thing that was huge, honestly, for the 49ers. Just kind of recently, I think the Chase Young acquisition, he hasn't been that big of a factor for the 49ers. He hasn't been making the production I think the Niners have been wanting him to make. Definitely hasn't had the sacks. I think he's only had like two sacks since he's been with the Niners, if that. He has been getting some pressure when he got Bosa in there with them on the edges, but There's some Chase Young controversy that has been going around, and I saw this on Twitter the other day, and I'm going to bring it up right here. There was a report by on X, Twitter, NFL notifications. It said, I don't know if this is true or not, guys, but this is something I saw and something that you can kind of see during the game. It says, the 49ers will consider benching Chase Young for the Super Bowl matchup versus the Chiefs. Now, I don't know how smart that's going to be, considering, I mean, out of all the depth that we have on the team, would you be willing to put sit Chase Young down and bring up another defensive end? I'm not sure. But then it says, Young has had a habit of taking several plays off, and the 49ers have started to view him as a liability. And the biggest thing to back that up is that there was a video I saw during one of the touchdown plays for the 40, for the Lions. I'm going to bring it up right here. I'll show it on the screen right here, guys. But Jahmyr Gibbs scored a touchdown, a 15-yard touchdown, and you see all of our defensive guys were running after him. And then you see Chase Young towards the top of the screen. He's just kind of jogging there, like not even like giving his full effort to stop Jahmyr Gibbs, where he could have had a chance definitely make – if he starts sprinting after Jahmyr Gibbs, he has a chance to take him down, put him down by the 5-yard line or something like that. And he just didn't do it. I mean, he was just kind of lollygagging there. And this is the game. This is a go home. This is a win or go home game. This was in the second quarter, still early in the game. But you talk about it. Players have talked about it. In the playoffs, you have to play every single play with 100% of intent. And Chase Young hasn't done it. I saw it. You just see it right there in that video right there that he didn't do it there. And that's going to be the difference between winners and losers in the playoffs. Luckily, the Niners won this game. But if you go back and people saw that now, they probably have a different reaction. If the Niners were to lose the game, they'd probably be starting fires, seeing like stuff like that Chase Young wasn't giving his all on that play. But stuff like that, that's not a championship level team. And hopefully Nick Bosa, his buddy, says something like that. Hopefully they see it in the tape and they correct it, because that's not going to beat Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl. But that's my rant a little bit about Chase Young. Let me know what you guys think about the Chase Young controversy. Have you guys kind of seen, obviously it's shown that I mean, it's not even Chase Young as a whole not making the production that you feel the 49ers defense has needed to make, especially on the defensive line. They had zero sacks against the Packers last week. Yes, they're putting pressure on Jordan Love. This week, the only guy to have sacks in the game was Nick Bosa, and he had two sacks. So he was a difference maker in this game. The only thing that concerned me is that he got those two sacks in the first half of the game, and there were zero sacks that the Niners made in the second half of this game, where when it's crunch time, that's the time you're going to need the sacks the most, I feel like. So it's just concerning. I mean, this defense is just the one thing that's concerning me the most. And I'm not the only one that's concerned about the 49ers defense. Alex Smith talked about it on the Adam Schefter podcast. And here's his thoughts on the matchup for the 49ers and the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. And as a 49er fan, it's kind of concerning to hear. Let's take a listen.
Like this 49er defense doesn't do a lot. They don't present a lot of volume. They're going to be in for it. The only chance I think the Niners have to win is a little bit of a shootout. And again, this Chiefs defense just continues to elevate their game.
You hear Alex Smith right there, former 49er in chief, saying that they just haven't had a lot of spark. The defense hasn't had a lot going for them. And it's evident from the first half of the season compared to the second half of the season. This defense is completely different, I feel like. And we've had to rely on our offense. And thankfully, we have Brock Purdy out there, the game manager, to put up points, putting up pretty much averaging like 29 points per game for this offense, that we're able to win those games in the second half of the season when the defense has been kind of fumbling the ball, you know, kind of dropping the ball on us. And I don't know if it's a Steve Wilks issue or if it's just the players on our team that is the issue. But I mean, in the previous years with D'Amico Ryans and with Robert Saleh, I haven't been nervous about the defense not making the plays needed for the Niners to win games. With Steve Wilks this year, it's been concerning for me, and Alex Smith was saying it. The only way he thinks the Niners can win this game is with a shootout, and that's a little bit of how this game went with the Lions, is we needed Brock Purdy to put up the points, to make the points up with his arm and with his legs, and when it was crunch time, he did that. And if we're going to talk about Brock Purdy and the game manager situation, I think we'll talk about that in a second, but I'm going to pull up some stats right here off of ESPN. This is in the past two playoff games for the 49ers, they've allowed 318 rushing yards. Very bad. 5.6 yards per attempt. Very bad. They gave up 182 yards rushing total in the Lions game. That's the stuff you can't have, guys. 318 rushing yards in the playoffs. The 49ers defense hasn't done that. I mean, that's just unheard of for the 49ers defense, I feel like. And I had the stats right here. The first half of the season for the 49ers defense, what would you call them? Opponents. The opponents were averaging 86 yards per carry. In the second half of the season, this is throughout the 16 games. I'm not counting the Rams game since we pretty much sat a lot of our starters. But in the second half of the season, the average yards per carry doesn't go up too much. It's only 90.8 yards per carry, but still 4 or 5 more yards per carry than we saw in the first half of the season. And in the playoffs, though, rushing yards per game between the Lions and Green Bay combined, averaging 159 yards carrying. So that's concerning right there. The Niners are not going to be able to win if they can't stop the run. And a lot of times in the playoffs and the Super Bowl is won by who can run the ball better. And if the Niners aren't going to be able to outrun the Chiefs, then I don't know. A shootout, like Alex Smith said, is what we might have to have going into against Patrick Mahomes. But it's just something really to think about, and it's going to be interesting to see how Steve Wilks is going to prepare for the Chiefs. I don't think they have as good running backs as the Lions with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, superstar rookie running back. They got Isaiah Pacheco, who's amazing. He's fast. He's just kind of like Jahmyr Gibbs. He's got that speed, that breakaway speed that we saw multiple times happen against the Niners, against the Lions, for the Lions. But that's just the biggest concerns for Alex Smith and for the Niners and for myself. Defense. Brock Purdy, if we want to talk about the Brock Purdy conversation, over and over again, we see the media just dialing down what Brock Purdy has done for this team, continuously calling him a game manager. And honestly, I could care less if they call him a game manager or not, because if the game manager wins us a Super Bowl, if they still call him a game manager, I don't care, because we got a ring. I don't think Brock Purdy would care if they still call him a game manager, because they have a ring. We got to get this ring, and they could call him whatever they want. But if you want to talk about game managers, I don't think game managers, Alex Smith talked about this on ESPN a couple days ago too, game managers don't win the game with their legs leading their team downfield to make late runs to gain the lead and to late game-winning runs for your teams. That's not what game managers do. Game managers, yeah, Brock Purdy checks down the ball. He's been doing it a lot more recently. If you watch the tape throughout the whole season, you see the crazy throws he makes when players like Brandon Ayuk are under pressure, are covered like completely, and he's throwing the ball into those tight slots, into those tight windows, and Brock Purdy does it all the time. And it was crazy. I think he had three of those runs that he made. He escaped the pocket, and that would be all over ESPN, all over NFL, all over the media. Patrick Mahomes made those kind of plays where he's escaping the pocket, escaping sacks, running out and extending the plays. And he made an excellent throw to Juice, toe tap catch for Juice right there. He escaped the pocket, rolled out to the left side, hit that pass. And speaking of crazy catches and crazy passes, once again, we're going to be talking about Juwan Jennings, who once again made an insane catch. Unfortunately, I think this drive we didn't score, but it was third. I think it was 3rd and 4. Brock Purdy, once again, is about to get sacked. He starts rolling out to the left side. It looks like he's going to run. He sets up to throw across his body. Juwan Jennings, guys, this is the most crazy catch I've seen from Juwan Jennings. He makes a Michael Jordan kind of Odell Beckham jump in the air, catches it with one hand, brings it down for the first down. And I'm just sitting in my chair like, there's no way he just did that right now. And that's one of the plays I was thinking in my head. That's the playoff kind of plays that happen that your team is going to win because of them. And thanks to Juwan Jennings, the clutch player he is, I posted it on my Instagram asking you guys, do you guys think he's the most clutch third down player in NFL history? And I think the consensus was, yes, he is. And Juwan Jennings is, I think, a top three player on my list for the 49ers. He's just a dog. And I talk about it week after week after week. But, man, Brock Purdy, anyway, not a game manager, game changer. And if you don't see that by now, I mean, I could care less. I just want to win the Super Bowl. But the 49ers came and they showed up in the second half of the game and they won 34-31 and we're going back to the Super Bowl. And it wasn't even over once we were up 34-27. 34-24, something. Yeah, 34-24. The Lions scored a touchdown. There's 50 seconds left. I wasn't able to see the last minute live, unfortunately, because my baseball game ended, like I was saying. But there was the onside kick, and George Kittle luckily recovered the ball. And for a second, the Lions player almost dove on the ball. And that could have changed the game. And that's just almost the 49ers' luck right there. But Kittle, fortunately, was able to get on top of the ball, and he said it before that the last time they played the Lions, he wasn't able to recover the last onside kick that the Lions made. This time, he was able to redeem himself. And just like Kittle said, after that play, after the Super Bowl in 2020, he will be back, and he will be back with a vengeance. And Kittle's back in the Super Bowl, and I think we're going to see him go off in the Super Bowl because I think he wants to win a ring. I know Trent Williams wants to win a ring, and I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for this whole team. It's going to be just an exciting game. But now that we got the Lions 49ers game under wraps, I think we should start talking about how can the Niners defeat Kansas City in the Super Bowl. And I think it comes down to like 5 points right here. The first one, I think 100%, is time of possession. Against Green Bay, it was a 50-50 time of possession game, and we saw it went down to the last second of the game pretty much for the 49ers. Luckily, eked out the win. We made the comeback win. But time of possession, the longer you keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, I think the better the odds go for the 49ers winning this game. This game, it was 32. The Niners had the ball 32 minutes. Detroit had it 27 minutes and 50 seconds. So the more time the 49ers can take up with having the ball in their hands offensively, the better chances the Niners have of winning this game. Turnovers for the defense. If we get one or more turnovers on the defensive side of the ball, once again, the 49ers' chances go up. We saw the big play by Tashaun Gibson. That was one of the big factors of the 49ers winning this game. When you get short field advantage like that, when the Niners were up on like the 30-25 yard line, the short fields are going to help you win games, whether it's going to be kicking field goals at least or getting those easy touchdowns. No turnovers offensively. Brock Purdy had one interception in this game. He had zero against Green Bay. The more he could protect the ball and protect the ball from going into other DB's hands, the better the chances for the 49ers winning this game is going to happen. And Brock Purdy, he looked very comfortable this game compared to the Green Bay game. You can say the weather conditions and everything. It's going to be in a dome in Las Vegas. I don't think Brock Purdy's going to have an issue doing that, but it's going to be a big stage for Brock. I mean, he's been here. He hasn't been to the Super Bowl, but he's been in atmospheres. He's been down 17 points in the playoff game. I don't think the nerves are going to get to him. It's just whether he's going to be on his A game or not. If he could just minimize the mistakes and hit his guys, obviously, the 49ers' chances of winning the Super Bowl goes up. Stopping the run defensively. Now, this is the biggest thing, and I talked about it. Three gave up 318 yards so far in the playoffs against the Lions and Green Bay. The 49ers can't allow Isaiah Pacheco, can't allow the Chiefs to run all over him, and the 49ers have to figure out a way to stop this. I don't know. Okay, that was kind of crazy. I saw a thumbs up on my screen. I don't know if you guys saw that, but threw me off my groove for a second. I don't know how that happened. that was weird. But stopping the run is going to be the biggest thing. And it's going to come down, I think, to the defense. If the defense is going to actually show up, and we can't allow the Chiefs to do what the Lions did to us. And I think this is my number one point of how the Niners can win. Don't start the game off slow. If you start the game off slow and are down 14 points in the first half of the game, or even more than that, the Niners, I don't see any chance of them winning. You're not playing Jared Goff. You're not playing Jordan Love. You're playing against Patrick Mahomes, who knows how to put away teams. And, you know, the Chiefs, they're not going to leave the gas. They're not going to put the brakes on the pedals. I can't even say that phrase right, but you guys know what I'm saying. They're going to go all gas, no breaks. If they're up by 14 points, you can expect them to add more points on this game, and you can, I don't know, I think you kiss the Niners' chances of winning that Super Bowl goodbye if they start slow like how they did. And the 49ers, in the past 2 weeks, they started off kind of slow. We can't have that happen. The Niners need to somehow come out firing and firing fast like they did it all during the regular season. It's gonna be a tough game, guys. And I was hoping for a Chiefs matchup in the Super Bowl. I was hoping that they'd win. Unfortunately, I know all the Taylor Swift controversy. I hate it too. But I just figured the matchup for the Niners playing the Chiefs was better than playing the Ravens. I mean, anyway, which way, I think it would have been tough. But I am kind of scared though, because the Chiefs are on fire right now. But they got 2 weeks to come up with a game plan and to get mentally prepared and everything. So that's going to be how the Niners can win this game. And the last thing is have Brock not, like I said, just have him protect the ball and don't have him force the ball downfield when the guys aren't really open, and just use his legs like he did in the second half of this game. If he's able to do that instead of just sit in the pocket and take sacks, and that was the difference that you could kind of see compared to the first half of the game, that he was able to use his legs, and I think he felt more confident using his legs when guys weren't open. I mean, he saw spots open up in the pocket, and he took his chances to run in that open grass. So if Brock could do that, if Brock could just play how he did in the second half of this game, it'll be a fun one for the Niners, I think, and we'll be holding up that 6th Lombardi trophy. And I think this is the 7th and final way that the 49ers can win this game. And it doesn't come down to necessarily the skill of the 49ers, the skill of George Kittle, the skill of Deebo Samuel, the skill of Christian McCaffrey. It comes down to luck. And it's a little crazy of me to say, but luck has kind of been on the 49ers' side towards the end of the season. They were on the cusp of losing the number one seed. They had to win out because they were expecting Dallas and they were expecting Philadelphia to win out their games. If they won out, or one of those teams won out their games, and the 49ers didn't win out their games, the 49ers would have dropped down easily to third or fifth seed or something like that. But the Niners didn't let that happen. They kept winning, but they had luck on their side. When Philadelphia started losing more, Dallas lost two games, something like that, and the 49ers were able to sit out the 17th, 18th week of the season, rest their starters, and I think that was a major factor for the 49ers in having the playoffs at home. The second thing of luck in the season was the ladybug landing on Brandon Ayuk's shoe. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but stuff like this I'm talking about is just how I think some teams win the Super Bowl. It's just a little sprinkle of pixie dust, a little bit of luck for the 49ers here and there, and things were just falling into the place for the 49ers. We fell into the number one seed. We got to rest our starters the last week of the season. We had guys like Christian McCaffrey, who was kind of injured. Trent Williams was kind of injured towards the end of the season. And then we get into some of the crazy stats that kind of could be luck in the 49ers' favor, which is 49ers, but NFL teams wearing white jerseys in the last 19 Super Bowls are 16-3. Unfortunately, yes, the last time the 49ers wore their white uniforms, they lost the Super Bowl, but the stats are still there. 16-3 white jerseys in the last 19 Super Bowls were Super Bowl champions. So that's one crazy lucky stat that the 49ers have on their side, because they are wearing the white uniforms this Super Bowl. And then another stat that Akash Anavarathan posted on Twitter or X said that the Niners are 5-1 this season on the road in their whites. So 5-1, that's a great stat as well to have for the 49ers wearing their white uniforms in the Super Bowl this season. And again, it's just a kind of lighthearted stat, but luck plays a factor. And I think you guys know this. Luck plays a factor for teams sometimes. And luck, I'm not saying luck as in the referees, as in Kansas City getting calls all the time, especially against the Ravens last week, no holding calls and all this stuff. But that's the Chiefs for you. The Niners can't allow the refs to determine the Super Bowl. Like, I think they kind of had an effect in the last Super Bowl against the Niners. Cough, cough, holding Nick Bosa like almost every single play of the game. Cough, cough. the George Kittle non-offensive PI at the end of the first half, which was, I just watched the video again during lunch today, guys, and I'm just so mad that they called that pass interference. He didn't even touch the guy to get extension off of him. But that's the past. That's the past, guys, and it's just, it's unfortunate, but we can't let the refs determine the Super Bowl this year. I just wish somehow, some way, the 49ers could come out firing and just curb stomp the Chiefs and not even let it be a game. I don't even care if the game is a blowout for the 49ers. I don't want a close game. When my team's in the Super Bowl, I could care less if we blow that team out and we could relax for this last quarter of the game. I can't stand the last 2 weeks, guys. I was having heart attacks every single quarter of the game, every single snap of the game. But I think one thing that has been different, though, for this team compared to the last teams were these last two playoff wins and were these comeback wins that they had. The Niners weren't able to do it this whole season, and they did it in crunch time when it mattered most, when they were going to have to go home, and they didn't do it this time. And when I'm thinking back to the last Super Bowl we were in, we were up by 10 points, and we blew that lead against the Chiefs. That can't happen, and it goes back to the defense, but I think it goes ultimately to the offense. If we are up by 10 points, don't let off the gas. Keep attacking. It's the Chiefs. I mean, we're basically talking about like Tom Brady, the 28-3 lead here. We can't give up leads like that anymore. If we're up in the third, going into the fourth quarter, up by 21 points, no, you just keep pushing it. It's Patrick Mahomes we're playing against here, guys. And I can't stand it. I can't stand another Super Bowl loss. And it's going to be, we can't even talk about that. But we just got to continue pushing the ball downfield, continue running the ball, handing the ball off to Christian McCaffrey. Let the offensive playmaker on your team, the all-star, the Pro Bowler, the MVP on your team, make the plays. As long as Christian McCaffrey, I think, gets the ball, I mean, maybe he can make a record go off for 200-plus rushing yards in a Super Bowl. Give Christian McCaffrey the ball every time, 4 touchdowns. I don't know. I don't know what the 49ers are going to do. We're going to be talking about this more often going into next week, guys. But I didn't even talk about the dog of the week yet. And so we got 2 more things on this show, guys. We're going to be talking about dog of the week here and a little bit of leadership on this team, which is very important, especially, again, in the playoffs. But dog of the week, I don't know if you guys know it already. There's a couple dogs that we could be giving it to. We could be giving it to Christian McCaffrey, who ran for 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. We could be giving it to Juwan Jennings, like I tend to, because he's such a dog on third downs. We could be giving it to Tashaun Gibson for coming up with a fumble, but I think we have to give it to the man who's been disrespected most on this team this whole season, and his name is Brock Purdy, the game manager, the game changer for the 49ers, who the Niners wouldn't be here today if they had a mediocre guy at quarterback. And the 49ers don't. They have Brock Purdy. He went 20 for 31 today, or on Sunday. 264 yards passing, 1 touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk. And if you look at the game, guys, he was using his legs to run. He was using his arm to make crucial throws. 2 throws to Juice that were crucial. A big play to Kittle. Big play to Ayuk. The big play downfield to Ayuk. Brock Purdy, you are dog of the week to end the NFC Conference Championship. And hopefully, when it's all said and done at the end of the Super Bowl, we'll give you dog of the week for winning Super Bowl MVP of Super Bowl 58, hoisting that Lombardi trophy, guys, and getting redemption for all 49ers. Quest for six is finally completed, and 49ers fans are living in happiness and living on easy street. And that's when I'm going to get my Brock Purdy Super Bowl champions jersey. Please let it happen. And I don't know if you guys saw those memes before the Ravens and Chiefs game. Lamar Jackson, if you can hear me right now, please save us. This is what I think all of America has got to be saying right now. Brock Purdy, if you can hear me right now, please save us from Patrick Mahomes. Please save us from the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce Super Bowl. We don't want to see it. America doesn't want to see it. America wants to see the 49ers win. So let's just let it happen, guys. But yes, dog of the week, Brock Purdy. I got you here on the First and 49ers podcast. And the last thing I want to leave us off with It's just the leadership of a man named George Kittle, and you see it, Mr. Positivity. He does it all the time. I love watching him mic'd up and everything. And he just never gets down on guys, even when the NFC Championship last year against the Eagles was pretty much over. He was still trying to encourage his guys, encouraging Josh Johnson. And here we'll take a listen. We'll take a look at George Kittle encouraging Brock Purdy.
I can't wait till after the game, and I got to say, you know what? They had us in the first half. Keep singing it. Have fun. Encourage you guys. Right? You're the guy.
That's just something you love to see from a veteran guy. And George Kittle, he is this leader on this team. Just encouraging Brock Purdy, a young leader on this team, telling him, hey, I mean, yeah, we're down 17 points basically, but just keep being yourself. Keep being you. And most importantly, you are the quarterback of this team. You are a leader on this team. And what he's saying, you got to encourage these guys because, I mean, a lot of guys... They tend to lose hope, but if their quarterback's telling them we're going to be all right, then they're going to feel like they're all right. And that's, I think, what Brock Purdy has been able to do. And you hear it all the time where people say Brock Purdy doesn't even flinch when things are going bad. And that's something that a game changer does at the quarterback position. But George Kittle and his leadership, Nick Bosa talking about at the end of the game. He's just amazed of how Brock Purdy is. You guys can watch that on my Instagram. I posted it from NFL Films. He's just like, man, how do you even do it? And the comment that Brock Purdy made back to Nick Bosa was just kind of funny to me. You just see that kind of, not cockiness, but that confidence in him. But he said, I don't know, man. But he's like, honestly, I could be even better. And that's what you love to hear from Brock Purdy. He could be even better. He knows that he's good, but he knows that he can take his game up to another level because we've seen it happen multiple times throughout the season and throughout his career. And all we can hope for is that he has the best game of his career, guys. Whew. So, I still can't believe it. 49ers are back into the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58, Super Bowl rematch against the Chiefs, this time with Brock Purdy as a starting quarterback. It's amazing. The Niners have made it with three different quarterbacks in the span of 12 years. Colin Kaepernick, Jimmy Garoppolo, and now Brock Purdy, who's, they say, the third youngest quarterback to start a Super Bowl, guys. So let me know your guys' thoughts on the Super Bowl. Are you guys nervous? What did you guys see from the Lions game? What do you guys think our chances are for the 49ers to win the Super Bowl? I've already seen multiple things that everyone's picking the Chiefs to win. I think there was one thing, I think it was CBS Sports. There was two guys that projected the 49ers to win. Everyone else is against the Niners, projecting the Chiefs to win this Super Bowl. And I like it. I like being the underdog. I like shocking the world. And hopefully the Niners are able to do it, guys. So there's definitely going to be more content coming out this week. Super Bowl's in next Sunday, guys. So it's going to be nerve-wracking. The nerves are already setting in on me. I feel it on the back of my neck already thinking about the game. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a fun one. The Niners, we just got to enjoy it, guys. And we just got to enjoy this ride, I guess, pretty much. So I'll leave it off there, everybody. Make sure to follow, like, and subscribe. Go Niners, and stay faithful, baby. I'll talk to you guys later.
Touchdown!